Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Real Talk Radio with Hope and Brian, or Brian and Hope, whichever you prefer. I'd like to apologize for last night. That was my screw-up. I set the time for 5 minutes instead of 120 minutes, which is our usual two-hour show, and my apologies to the people that listen with us. Tonight, we're going to carry on our four-part series about the many forms, and I mean, there's just too many to even count anymore, but the many forms of child abuse that parents and adults and children are facing in today's society. And my co-host, Hope, she's amazing. She's got facts and statistics waiting for us tonight. But I would like to thank and throw out an acknowledgement to our Infinite Source Broadcast Network, Angel Eva. She is not feeling well tonight. We're going to miss you, young lady. And I would like to shout out to all of our three-letter agency friends listening tonight in her honor. Now, to our show, good evening, young lady. What do you have for us tonight?
No, good evening. Hello, how are you? tonight we're going to... Yeah, woohoo, we're here. No, I think tonight we're going to go back to the heart of all of this and where it started. I mean, we'll go back to Rockefeller and Carnegie and how they were pushed forward, or how they pushed themselves forward, we should say, and basically took over medicine. It's documented. People can look it up. I'll give them information and, you know, code that I have. You know, we just talked about it. Things that they went through, but still managed to take over and monopolize almost every part of the world. It's a disturbing trend that seems to be carrying on now, where if you have money, you really can do whatever you want with whoever you want, whenever you want, including children.
It seems like these people with money like this do this under the guise of things they like to call, like the Rockefellers and the Carnegies and all of them guys did with the Industrial Revolution. They used that use their money to take control and seize power.
Well, for sure they did. Carnegie he made his fortune in the railroad. Yep. Rockefeller did his through oil. But mm-hmm. Rockefeller, the Sherman Act came into effect for him, because what he would do is crush his competitors, he'd create shortage of the railroad tank cars that transported the oil. He'd buy up all the barrels that held the oil, and then the ships would have no place to store it. And then he would sell everything at exuberant prices because people had no way to go. So they had to. They had
he
to
was
do
creating
it. They
a
had
demand.
To charge. He was. He did it. Yeah, he did. They had to charge him under the Sherman Act. It was. The act was, when did they do that? I'm sorry, my notes are all over the place. they did it. Yeah, he was charged. The Sherman Act is of 1890 is a federal statute which prohibits actions that restrict interstate commerce and competition in the marketplace. It outlaws any contract, conspiracy, and combination of business interests in restraint of foreign or interstate trade. The Sherman Act is codified in 15 U.S.C. with those two little squiggly things, 1 to 38, and was amended by the Clayton Act in 1914. The Clayton Act, unfortunately, people are tried civilly, not criminally. So you can charge people, get three times the damage that was done to you, but there's no actual criminal charges that'll be laid.
So in other words,
so what
you're
supposed
saying
to do?
Is if people that have been injured by these vaccine companies want any kind of recourse, they're going to have to file a mass civil lawsuit against all of these companies.
Yes. Yes. But it looks like if you see what happened is he took over a monopoly of pharma. Okay. He consolidated control of the AMA. He embedded it as a gatekeeper for scientific research. there was no other forms of medical knowledge acceptable. They hired a man named Flexner, who went around to 155 schools between Canada and the U.S. to report on what they were doing. And at the time, what, 50% or more were using indigenous herbal, you know, old school medicine, as it were, you know, what they would call the alternative medicine.
Holistic medicine.
And Flexner, one, didn't understand it, and two, with all of the petrochemicals that were being developed, well, Rockefeller wanted more. So they used the Flexner report, and they took over. They took over medicine, basically. What
kind of seems like the case with them all. They always want more.
They always want more. They always want more. So out with all of the medicines, all of the remedies everybody was using before, and it was basically, we're going to go this way. And if you don't want to go this way, you need to get out of the way. One of the things that came out of that was for the African-American colleges and students, all but two of their colleges closed, and it was deemed from the Flexner report that the African-Americans should not be surgeons. They should be deemed in the course of just general cleanliness because they were worried about TB, and they needed to keep the white doctors clean.
Well, I do believe Dr. Ben Carson proved that wrong all the way.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. I'm not saying that I agree with it, but what they did...
Oh, no. I'm just pointing out how much BS is in these reports that they put out.
Oh, it was all geared to... He was paid for a report. When they went... When Rockefeller went to Carnegie, he had already been... Flexner was already under... Like, he was watching Flexner already because he had put out a report 2 years ago criticizing the need for science-based medicine and, you know, not looking into all these other ways of helping people.
Well, right, so there is your first evidential case of bought and paid for science, just like Fauci.
Yes. But it was
allowed.
These people
just don't stop.
No. No, they've been going since the late 1800s.
Holy
and they're
shit.
Using children. They're using children along the way. They're using children. I was looking today, and the smallpox, the vaccine, they brought over 22 children? Don't quote me because I don't have the stat right here in front of me, and I'm sorry about that. I need to open my phone, and it's not working. what they called vaccine refrigerators.
Yeah.
Because there was no way to bring a vaccine. They hadn't made them over. There was no such thing as a refrigerator. So they grabbed some orphans, put them on a boat, brought them over, and as they were coming over, getting smallpox, the doctor was taking little pieces out of the pustules and injecting the next child, and then injecting the next child, and then injecting the next child, keeping
the
live vaccine.
A floating Petri dish.
Yeah. Yep, but it kept the live vaccine going for the whole trip.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it did.
Wow.
Unfortunately, they've been allowed to get away with this for so long. In 1908, Free Philadelphia researchers infected dozens of children with tuberculosis at St. Vincent Orphanage in Philadelphia.
Well, see, that's where the lobbyists for in the government. That's why lobbyists in our government should be outlawed, because they're the ones that go from the big pharmaceutical companies to the government to lobby for them to change or make new laws regarding our pharmaceuticals and what we get put in us.
But they're using orphans. They have used orphans for the longest time. I'm going to go down the list. In 1909, Frank Crazer Knowles published a study in the Journal of American Medical Association, here we go, describing how he had deliberately injected two children in an orphanage with some virus that causes wart-like growths to usually disappear entirely after an outbreak. In 1911, Dr. Hideo Noguchi of the Rockefeller Institute of Medical Research in Manhattan, New York, injected 146 hospital patients, some of whom were children with syphilis. The Tuskegee syphilis experiment was done on males, African-American inmates in the jails, and there was 339 prisoners there. 1941, the University of Michigan virologists Thomas Francis and Jonas Salk and other researchers deliberately infected patients of several Michigan mental institutions with influenza. They're using these people so to make their
incubators.
Yes, but not so much incubators, but it's basically, okay, well, we'll break these eggs over here, and this is okay because all you people are going to be safe.
Well, no, see, what that is that's no different. It's under the same premise as injecting venom into a horse to make anti-venom.
Only this is human.
Yeah, only they're using kids.
So, yeah. So the Nuremberg Code comes out after all this happens. And then they use orphans to test the vaccines on, according to the father of vaccines, Mr. Stanley Plankton. How is this happening? How is this
because
being allowed?
Bought and paid for, that's how.
Well, even with these vaccines, they have never been commercially approved for use in humans before
but
now.
See, the reason it's been allowed to go on for this long is because there has been really no voice for these kids. Now we have a platform. Now we have a means. Now we have a way to bring a voice for these kids. For a long time, like you said, they were doing this through orphanages. Who's going to miss those kids?
That's it. And through Sukiya, but we'll get into that later. I mean, it's all interconnected. It's a funnel. It's a funnel for money. It's a funny funnel for kids. It's a funnel for scientists. And it's disturbing. It's disturbing what is being promoted as fact. And it's the furthest thing from the truth. These were rushed vaccines. There was no mRNA production for this type of vaccine. Pfizer put out the report about it, how they were so proud they did it in months. Do parents not realize their children were used for data? Yes, they have 4 years of data on this vaccine now. Your children were the worldwide experiment.
Always have been.
They need to understand that. And I think I get why a lot of parents did it, the fear. They thought they might not, the child wanted to go into hockey or to get into this school or that school. But did you really look into it? Did you really take the time to check? Because I can tell you the Nuremberg Code was shattered. Because the time constraints, Pfizer, Moderna, they ran the human the early human trials and the animal trials at the same time. I didn't say skip because I got, oh my goodness, the fights about that. No, they weren't skipped. They were just ran at the same time. Number 3 of the Nuremberg Code, animal trials and all outcomes must be known before you move to human trials. So tell me why. Why? Why was this allowed? Money? Because of CEPI?
Guaranteed.
In 2017 when Bill Gates said that they were going to beat a pandemic in 100 days?
You know the goal of this has always been depopulation.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, we'll get there, too.
Oh, I know we will.
Unfortunately. But I don't know how much more needs to come out. Because if you look on Twitter, I mean, anybody that spends any amount of time on there, all you're going to get now is mRNA, people putting out the reports of the damage this has done. Well, when do you hit the streets then to talk to somebody about your kids, especially with informed consent being shattered? Mandates, coercion, bribes, coercion.
They've broken every medical law there is.
It's not allowed. It's by law in Canada, is not allowed. It's been upheld in our courts. You cannot coerce somebody to take a medication. You just cannot do it. Mandates were only a suggestion from the government. Now, come on.
I don't think you like my reply.
I know I won't like your reply, but it's the wording, and that's why I tell people to pay attention to the words that these people use.
Trudeau a nice little message this afternoon.
Yeah, I put a response there about his mom. Yeah, she's seen her children 5 days out of 14, and because she wants to go and be man crazy.
Comes back 9 months later pregnant.
Mm-hmm. But,
oh, yeah.
I mean,
nothing's here.
No. All you have to do is just take a few little clicks backwards on the history train.
Oh, my God.
And it's all right there for you. So
sure.
Why are you still supporting these people? If you know deep down that all this has been done, why are we still supporting these people? Where are all the people that aren't tied to this that want to do something and make change, and why aren't they being promoted?
They're afraid.
Well, I think there's a lot of voices that might actually stand up. It's just they're not – people don't want to put any faith behind them. Why? Because
they don't
have
any
letters
any
before or after
That's
their name.
They don't want. They don't want to put any light on them because they know what happens if light gets put on them these days. They're afraid.
Well, there comes a time when you can't be afraid anymore.
I agree with you 100%, young lady. 100%.
Yep. There just comes a time when there has to be no more fear. I don't hold my tongue anymore. I used to be. I was very, very timid about the way I spoke. But
I don't hold it. I just learned to curb a little bit more.
I haven't learned to tuck that sucker back in at all. No, it just comes out. You're going to hear how I feel.
I have a filter. It's more of a screen with big holes.
No.
No filter between my brain and my mouth. It's just more of a screen with big holes. Yeah.
No. Yeah. But they created monopolies. They went in and they decimated companies. Hostile takeovers. Thank you very much for all your knowledge. Sorry, you don't belong here no more.
The big 80s thing was the hostile takeovers at Wall Street.
Yeah. And because
this hasn't just been happening, though. This has been going on for a long, long time.
It has. So when do we break it?
Now.
And how?
We're doing it.
We're doing it.
Right now.
Well, if you take pharma, if pharma goes down, so many other industries fall. And so many people from the top.
A lot of people need to learn to use holistic medicine and natural medicine.
I don't know why it was outlawed in the first place.
Because it wouldn't make any money. You can get it anywhere. You can grow it yourself.
Well, see, that's the thing. You can't patent certain things.
That's the same reason that they did the smear campaign against hemp. Back in the 20s, because it was supposed to take over the clothing, the paper, and the manufacturing industries. And it was everywhere. It was a cheap material, so they wouldn't have been able to charge their outrageous prices.
Yeah. Well, see, it sounds familiar if you listen. So what happened when Rockefeller was about to take over medicine, he went to Andrew Carnegie, right? They went to Flexner. So they wrote the report in 1910, came back. It called for a total restructuring of the American Medical Association, most specifically for the pushing aside of natural and traditional remedies in favor of Rockefeller Pharmaceuticals. What it mentioned specifically was the eradication of dissidents. A lot of doctors were jailed, demonized, lost everything for going against pharma. Sound familiar?
Mm-hmm.
It's a playbook that they used over and over and over again. One of the worst things I found was a thing called the Fitzgerald Report of 1953, which outlined the suppression of cancer treatments, 12 of them. And in that, it came that doctors were basically telling everybody that the pharmaceuticals were good, everything else was bad, and nothing could be further from the truth. What happens when you biopsy a mass? Cancer.
What do you mean?
You pop it open.
Oh, yeah.
And you go in and you pop it.
Find out what's inside.
Oh, no. But you know what it does? It goes through the entire body. It pops that sack. It's not necessarily.
Well, yeah, your body is
absorbed. Oh, yes. No. See, what happens? Hold on. I'm going to go down to the little thing that I have now. Well, that x-rays does a biopsy. Here we go. So what came out of the report was biopsies are often dangerous, despite what your doctor might tell you. This came out of the Fitzgerald Report of 1953. At first thought that I could see was spreading cancer through biopsy. So have you ever heard of a tree cancer?
Yeah.
You ever heard that? Okay. That hard part of the tree. So what does the tree do? It creates that little pocket, grows around it. Okay. Now, if you cut that off, the tree dies because you're exposing it to it, which is basically what they're saying happens when you biopsy cancer. As soon as you pop that sac, everything that the body's been trying to protect you from by making that sac leaks out. And radiation is one of the worst things for your body. A man was jailed for apricot seed because he come to find out that they could possibly, may not cure it, but they could give cancer a run for its money. But they can't patent it.
Right now, I'm looking at an article from yesterday in the American Military News that says Russia is on the verge of creating cancer vaccines.
Well, Pfizer is putting out mRNA. Vaccine.
Well, see,
they're going to make a ton of money. They just went and acquired another company.
It says, while details on how the vaccines might work on the body aren't released, Russia has traditionally veered away from mRNA vaccine technology.
Well, we also have a wonderful drug called ivermectin. Now, you know they didn't want you taking that, right? It's for horses.
No,
cows, they say.
Yeah, that was a good.
Okay, listen. Listen to this. Antiparasitic drug ivermectin can suppress ovarian cancer, PubMed. Ivermectin converts cold tumors hot and synthesizes with immune system, PubMed. Ivermectin, a systematic review from antiviral effects to cancer treatments. Ivermectin suppresses tumor growth and metastasis through protein levels, PubMed. And it goes on and on and on. You think there was a reason why they didn't want people taking ivermectin? Didn't want your cancer help now, would they? Ivermectin, an inhibitor of cancer stem-like cells. Ivermectin has new application in inhibiting Kuruka cancer cells. Ivermectin reverses drug resistance in cancer cells. Why is this not mainstream news? Why did the FDA, the post is still up there? You're not a horse. You're not a cow. Seriously, y'all, stop it.
They'll stay up there, too, because that's just the way they are. They don't care.
It's because they don't care. No money can be made.
Yep.
Ivermectin. in the magic multifaceted wonder drug that continues to surprise and exceed expectations.
Wow.
But we're banking everything on mRNA, something never tried before. 2017, Moderna hit safety trouble with mRNA. Why? Because they called it pussy technology. They couldn't get it into the cells without triggering nasty side effects. The company needed a Hail Mary to save. They needed a Hail Mary to save the company. Well, they sure got one, didn't they?
That's an understatement.
2018, they went. They were like, it was all private. It was like estimates were between $2 billion and $5 billion their worth in 2017. And then after they had this major upheaval, they went public in 2018, pandemic 2 years later. Oh, Moderna has how much money? And everything is biotech now?
Yeah.
If you go, going back to the past is just going to show you exactly how they're working now. They've never stopped. None of it has stopped. It's all backdoor dealing. And
well, it's like you said, you got to follow the money trail.
Oh, I followed it all over. I don't think I want to follow them anymore.
I imagine that's
they
why
all
you got
lead back
the
to the same people. No, I know. But they all lead back to the same people. Like,
exactly.
Why is Bill Gates given such a platform? He's not a doctor. He's not a lawyer. He's not a scientist. He has money.
He's a thief.
People are riding coattail. That's all it is. People want a piece of the pie. His words carry weight because
Microsoft,
the amount of money. Well, look what happened with Microsoft. He got in all that trouble, never answered any questions, feigned ignorance, and then to fix his image, he became a philanthropist. And, you know, all the tax breaks and everything, pardon my mouth because it's not working apparently. throw money at people and that's going to make everything all better.
Look at the way that side operates. That's all they do is they spend money. They try to throw money and think that's going to cover a wound.
Well, no. Because it works. Or
it
has worked up until now.
It's not working for much longer.
No.
Too many people are getting sick of it.
I hope so. Like, I have my good days and my bad days. you know that. But
yeah.
I'm losing a lot of faith in people with what I see them promoting. Like, I'm sorry, Taylor Swift lip syncing should not be a viral post on X. It just should not. I couldn't give a crap if she
lip syncing. Taylor Swift should not be a viral post.
Anything to do with most of those people, you're giving them what they want. The attention, the money. Yes. You think that they really care that you're defaming them all over? No, they're laughing all the way to the bank.
Damn
because
right.
The more you promote those posts and everything, the more advertising revenue they get. You're feeding into that.
Yep.
The narcissism, the fame, the power. We give it to them.
We
give it to all of them.
Well, there's a prime example again. They throw money on it and think it's going to make everything feel better. That girl's family that got killed by the illegal immigrant. The nurse.
Oh, I was...
Taylor Swift
yeah,
gave
I was
her family money.
It's the UN plan, and nobody wants to believe it. But it's out there. It's not a replacement conspiracy. It's called the replacement migration.
Yep.
It's not a conspiracy. Why? Low birth rates. Why do we have
they're
low birth rates?
They're replacing us.
What's
they're bringing these, that's, why they're giving, that's why they're giving these illegal immigrants jobs. That's why they're giving them, putting them in our military. They're allowing them to vote.
Who didn't take the vaccine?
Exactly. You don't think every one of them coming across that southern border are vaccinated, do you?
Of course I do not.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
But is that going into people's minds? Are they really analyzing who did not take mRNA and who did? Now that myocarditis has actually hit the mainstream?
Exactly.
What's going to happen to all these young men once they exert themselves full bore, when their heart's just a-going? What's going to happen to them? Are they going to just die suddenly? Are they going to drop? Where
they're
going to
drop over?
Oh. How are they going to fight? How much damage has been done to
the
military
idea.
Already? I know. And it's terrifying. How do you destroy?
I'm just amazed at the people that support it.
I don't know if it's willful ignorance anymore or it's the programming.
Well,
we
know it's
the mind numbing
is on the head. This is right now. This is hell on earth. The beginning.
It is, but it isn't because people are still in their comfort zones.
It's the beginning.
There's still
of it.
Enough comfort level not to cause a disturbance. It's like being frogs are being slowly boiled.
Do you think that comfort zone is going to disappear
up.
Closer we get to the election?
I think it may. It depends on how the support is going to go.
The illegal powers that be are going to get real, real, real nervous. They're already there, but they're going to get worse, and they're going to get real desperate, and desperate people get stupid.
Yep. Well, I didn't have a chance to look into it today, but I saw someone had put out that the WEF wrote a plan for the Democrats not to certify the election if Trump does happen to win. There's some kind of precedent that could be taken.
Yeah.
I need to look at it more. I'm not exactly sure. But,
they're
definitely
going
to.
NATO and a couple other four-letter organizations.
Well, my thoughts there is now that there's the rumor that Ukraine is joining NATO, that would be one of the ways to, deflect attention and cause mass panic. Because
I just seen a video of Zelensky the other day.
Mm.
I'm sorry. That man, he looked like the Ukrainian version of Hunter Biden.
Mm.
That man had his sniffles and was wiping his nose and twitching and geeking off. I'm sorry. Anybody that's ever been around or done drugs knows what that is.
What it's? Have you seen the one of Jacinda?
Yeah.
When she come out and she's like rubbing her forehead. Anybody? Yeah. Oh yeah. That was a strong one.
Oh yeah.
And we've all seen it. And. Okay, so we're going to get called, you're just whatever, anti-vaxxer or whatever other label you want to throw at me. It's a tinfoil tiara, people, get it right. But you can't tell me what I'm seeing, hearing, reading, taking in with my own eyes is wrong. Because
not all
not.
Of it, no, but you got to be discerning.
Not all of it, no. And I mean, I know there's deep fakes, and I know that's why I try not to share too many videos, like actual out-and-out videos of people, because I just don't know for sure anymore after Blue Beam and Blue Book and every other thing they have going on behind the scenes right now. I mean, you never know. The woman did the report about the CIA mask. I mean, you could be standing right next to the person that's so good now and not know it's a mask anymore. Where do we go from here? Who's real and who isn't anymore? It's a problem that's happening on X2 right now. Who's a bot and who's not? Do you really know?
Believe it or not, I think that's what the internet was designed to do.
Oh, it's meant to cause chaos. Exactly. I don't know, chaos.
Exactly. Everybody thinks technology is our evolution, our greatest achievement. Nope. That's our downfall. Too much of it.
Yeah, I will. If I like the knowledge that I gain from the internet. I mean, I'm just a little, yeah, I like to search and look for stuff and hit links and follow this
and
that.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. You don't know if it's true or not.
Well, I try very hard to make sure that I stay on government sites, or I go into archives, or I'm on Harvard Education, or I pay attention to the links I go to now. I did at first. Oh, my God, I followed some rabbit holes, let me tell you. I've seen some funky stuff. But now when I'm gathering information to put this out, I don't want it to be – if I'm going to put it out, I want to be able to stand behind it, not say, well, you know, unless I'm just being funny and I'll throw one out there because I know it'll twist people. And I'm sorry that I do that, but after
I know you're
after
here because
feeling
I trust your work because of the way you do your work.
Yeah. There's so much going on right now, and I know that everybody's lives are being impacted daily by this stuff. What have I done to my children? What have I done to me? Am I going to die? Is my husband going to die in his sleep from a heart attack? I mean, I don't know how much more pressure they can put on people. And sometimes when people are threatened in that way, they will just bend to get along. They will just go with it. Well, you know, we'll just do it this way for a little while and make it easier. We always do that. We always wait for somebody else to come along.
I think the Generation X, the 70s and 80s generation, we were actually the complacent generation. We just went and did our own thing. It didn't really give a shit. And
well, we were thrown out of the house at 9 in the morning and told to come home when the streetlights came on.
Yeah, but no, I mean, what we did with our kids, we got complacent and we gave the government entirely too much overreach in our lives and our kids' lives.
Oh, 100%. Well, you know my thoughts. Like, I'm a very, I'm old school. I get called as traditional, and insult right after all the time. But I
haters are gonna hate.
Yeah. Oh, I know. But I truly blame the women being out of the house, not the women themselves necessarily. Don't get me wrong, please. But I blame the destruction of the family unit as part of the problem. Who has time to pay attention to their kids or what they're learning right now?
Exactly.
I mean, we didn't. We had to start working. Two family incomes started, then the daycare, then you get them home, then you got to take them back to school activities or else they're bad parents.
Here's
some McDonald's or here's some chicken nuggets. Like, you know, stuff them in your face. Let's go.
It's like you were saying. They took us from the father being able to go to work and do his, you know, 8 hours, 12 hours, 14 hours, whatever, and come home. Mm-hmm. And the mom would be able to stay at home if she wanted to and take care of the family and take care of the house and do that job and didn't have to worry about the bills because the father made enough during his job to pay the bills.
Well, it was a team. Like, you were a team. Like, you, man, you have to go out and do some nasty work. Like, there is
nowadays,
some jobs
it's
out
what's
there.
In it for me.
Bless you. I would not. I don't think I could stomach it. I wouldn't do it. Just leave me barefoot in the kitchen cooking. I'll be a happy woman. Won't care.
To be honest,
nope.
I think that's
just
another
don't
thing
do
the
it.
Internet did. It made relationships happen faster for too fast. People jump into relationships too fast these days. That's what courting was for. You get to know the person over a period of time. That way you know definitely if you want to spend the rest of your life with that person.
Well, you have to know things about, you have to know, you have to see them at their worst before you could ever accept them at their best. I mean,
it's not just a matter of seeing them at the worst or seeing them at their best. You got to see the in-between, too.
Well, you do, but that's what I mean, like the whole spectrum, there's, like, you can pretend for what they say about 3 months. You can kind of like, this is how I am, and oh, I'm so sweet and everything. And then something's gonna happen, and you're gonna show your true colors after a while.
Oh, for sure.
And I mean,
well,
we all
see,
have
that's
them.
What I mean. There's gonna be big moments that's gonna that would happen in that relationship, and while you're courting, you get to see through different little moments how they're gonna react to those big moments.
Yeah, you take them to places that you like, or you know, and make you uncomfortable. You
or
take
find
them
out where
they're comfortable.
Find out what they like or where they want to go. You know, stuff
yeah.
like that. Nowadays,
yeah.
it's all about
yeah.
what can you do for me.
Oh, I know. Oh, I know.
What the hell?
I've seen that. I want a man with a six-figure income, and he's got to be over 6 foot, and this and that. And then what do you bring to the table? Well, I'm just so pretty. Okay, well, let's see how when you pop out 4 kids and, you know, you put on 50 pounds if you're so pretty after a while.
Pardon my friend, but my dad used to have a saying, wish in one hand and shit in the other and see which one fills up first.
Yeah. And I mean, don't get me wrong, there's some good-looking, you know, young lady women out there right now. I mean, they're truly,
yeah, they
truly is.
Psychos.
Yeah, but but are the insides of the insides match? You know, are you gonna get some value for your
you,
you know, she's gonna reach over and pop the car door lock when you open the door for her and you let her in? I mean, there's little
quality
things.
Quality of heart, not quality of skin.
Yeah. And so what did they do? Everybody got fast. Oh, you're depressed? Here, take this pill.
I mean, now don't get me wrong.
You have an ad.
Physically appealing is all, it's a great thing. A beautiful woman is a beautiful
yeah.
woman. There's nothing wrong with looking at a beautiful woman.
Well, I mean, everybody's human. I mean, your eyes are gonna
sure.
your eyes are gonna wander. And I mean, I think to actually get mad at somebody for their head turning because, you know, somebody goes by that's good looking. I mean, I don't see a problem with that. I'm sorry. I mean, sometimes things come bouncing down the street, and you're a woman. You have no choice but to look like you. But they just don't dress appropriately anymore. Things are not hidden.
No.
So, and that's another thing. There's no demurity with the women. None whatsoever.
Well, there.
I mean, I just yeah. look at some of the pictures
well,
I show. I mean, hello.
See women
but
dress the way they dress nowadays. Yeah, I think I was in a adult club in Florida.
You're on a beach. You want to show the skin? Go ahead. I don't want to see it when I'm walking down the street with my child.
Suit on the beaches or the sunbathing or whatever, camping, you know, halter top,
yeah.
top, sports top, whatever. Working, whatever.
Go for it.
If you're proud of how you look, go for it.
Yep. I agree with that, but there's a time,
a
place.
You've got to have pride in yourself before you can have pride in anybody else.
See, pride for me is a hard one. We've talked about that. I have there's confidence and conceit, right? And I
to have pride but not be prideful.
Yes. See, so I struggle with that. I with that one.
No.
Because
I used to. Until I had to live it under a bridge. Because I was homeless. And I'll tell you what, that will humble you quicker than anything on this planet.
Oh, I've been there. I've been there. I mean, I've had that road. If we're going to go down that road, yeah. I've been out and out homeless. I've lost everything a few times. I've hit ground. I've hit bottom like a boulder.
I busted my ass and worked for day labor and got myself a motel room and worked my way up through there, got a steady job, and within 2.5 years, I had my own business.
It
can be done.
It can be done. And I think that's another thing that happens on X, too, is people assume that because you look a certain way or you have a couple of things that you come from money or
I'm going to throw another one of my dad's pearls at you.
Okay, cool.
What happens when you assume? Sometimes it has a tendency to come back and bite you in the ass.
No doubt. Well, it happened. You know, there's the thread on X that I talked to you about. We call it the thread from hell because we've been in there for 3 years with these doctors and scientists, and I've watched them bend time and again. Oh, first it's safe and effective. There's no transmission. Oh, wait a minute. No, it starts transmitting on and on.
That's one thing I couldn't do because I can only take so much of the bullshit before it would just start giving me a headache.
I like to argue. No, I don't.
Well, don't get me wrong. I like to get arguments, but there's things called beating a dead horse.
No, I know, but people were listening to them and taking more and taking more. And if people don't actually push back on them over and over and over again, you know, so yeah, I've dug my heels in there and most of them have blocked me now, but there's still a few that get to hear me. But when we were talking about my weight loss, one of them told me, oh yeah, well, you can look like you as long as you have money to pay for plastic surgery. Oh, is that what I did? Well, thank you. What a compliment. I look like there's no plastic surgery. I lost freaking weight. I stopped eating all the crap food and I melted. Like, that's another thing that they're doing with the poisoning all the food, all the chemicals and the additives and the preservatives in there.
These people are amazing.
Yeah.
Amazingly idiots.
Vile. Yeah. And I have no problem plastering my life down. I'll shut you up. Go. Like, I have no issue doing it.
I enjoy watching.
Because if people don't do it, it's like, well, you don't have to prove anything. No, I don't. Other than they don't know jack all of what they're talking about. These people are lying to you.
If somebody gets too rude, I just have to say so.
Yeah, I know, but I can usually, I know.
Say it in a lonesome dub. Hey, rude behavior in here. Don't tolerate it.
No, I mean, there's that, but yeah, it gets pretty nasty on there. The things that people say to strangers is just out and out. Vile.
Yeah, if they were actually standing in front of me saying that to a woman's face, I would probably go to jail.
Probably. I could see it happening. I really could see it happening.
But
because these people have letters before their name, after their name, they're taken as the authority on the topic. Well, I'm sorry.
I can give you a few extra letters.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure you can. but how can we be accepting this? How can we be accepting them as authority on the topic when they've been proven wrong time and time again, especially just through the last 3 years?
That's why we need people out there like you, Hope, to do the research, to get the actual facts out there, prove them wrong to their face while they're trying to talk to everybody else about it.
Yeah. And I do. I'm a pest. But I think most people have me muted or something. Now, I don't know what's going on. Or I'm just speaking into the abyss on X. It is absolutely crazy out there. Like, I mean, no matter what's going on, there's just no noise.
Well, a lot of people aren't very trustworthy these days.
No, I can understand
that. Show them
that.
The proof. Show them the proof. Let them discern for themselves.
I have.
As you know in your heart you're showing the proper information that's true and real, you ain't got nothing else to worry about.
Yeah.
Just put it out as many places and as many times as you can, as much as you can.
Oh, I try.
I know you do.
Yeah.
But would you like to take a few callers?
Sure. Do I need to tell people our phone number? Pardon me?
I said, please let our folks know our phone number.
All right. If you'd like to call in and speak with us, the phone number is 319-527-6092. Press 1 to talk, and Brian will get you on the air as quickly as he can.
Awesome, awesome. Back to our regular
program. My babbling away and getting totally sidetracked and off topic all the time. I have a tendency to do that. You got to follow along.
I don't think it's babbling. You got some awesome information.
Yeah.
That people need to hear.
I think it's the blatant lies that they try to cover up. Gain of function. We know it was done. They engineered a back coronavirus in 2015. Barrick and the Bat Lady.
See, that's why I'm glad that we have Rand Paul going after Fauci for that.
Oh, yes.
So everybody's asking why he's not bringing, let him collect all his information behind the scenes. He's not like these other people trying to catch airtime. He's trying to catch real time. He wants this man to pay for what he's done.
Well, I mean, it goes back to the AIDS, the Fauci, and the using the orphans to test these drugs on. How is this acceptable? How did he make it out of that scandal? Like, how did he make it out of using orphans?
Good question. The right connection.
Like, can a caller call in, like anybody maybe from the other side, if they're listening, can call in and explain to me why they support the use of orphans for these drugs? It's okay because they have no parents or no name? Like, what is going on? Explain to me why you're okay with children being used as medical experiments. If somebody could answer that question for me properly.
They were not okay with the Nazis doing it in the concentration camps. They were not okay with Dr. Mengele doing it to the twins in the concentration camps. Why are they okay with it now?
100%. 100%. And I mean, we haven't even got into the human experimentation fully. That's all of it that's happened.
Maybe because the Nazis didn't offer them enough money.
Or maybe because the Nazis came over and started NASA, but we won't go there right now.
That's another rabbit hole. That one will lead us to Argentina, I guarantee it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, it will. Yes, 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 indeed it will. Yep.
Oh, Lord, I'm messing.
Now,
back
to some
more facts.
Yeah, back to some more facts. Yeah, let's not go on the conspiracy trail just yet. But Fauci came out, there's a video of him that says, when they were wanting to find a vaccine for AIDS, well, you can't rush. So you give it to 500 people and everything's okay. Then a couple months later, a year goes by, you give it to 1,000 people and everything's okay. A couple years go by, you say, great, let's give it to 10,000 people, 100,000 people. Then in 12 years, you find out, whoops, maybe we shouldn't have done that. Okay, we're 4 years into the mRNA vaccines now. How are we doing?
Well, you gotta realize with Fauci and the AIDS thing back in the 80s, and the 70s and 80s, those
mm-hmm.
doctors, those research doctors like him, they pretty much used Africa as their testing grounds for their viruses.
Yeah.
Because
they also gave... Go ahead.
All they had to do was pay those warlords that money and they could use different villages and tribes. And that's how they got their testing subjects.
I know. Now, it's what's going on with the polio vaccine. Instead of giving them the vaccine that America or all the other richer countries got, they kept giving them the liquid. And now more cases of polio are caused by the vaccine than the wild virus.
Yep.
It's a WHO report. People can
cure
look it up for themselves.
Cure is worse than the disease itself.
Yeah.
And that seems to be the for most medications.
Well, what it became with the medical community was there's a pill for every ill. So you just swallow what they give you with no end in sight. How many people are on antidepressants right now for years without talk therapy?
Well, why do you think we got so many sugars in this country?
Well, SSRIs are directly linked to dementia. How many people have been on them?
All they do is these people have these diseases like ADHD and bipolar disorder and different things like that. And all they do is hit them up with all these psychotropic drugs and keep moving the dosage up and around. But then all of a sudden, the side effects kick in and boom, these people go nuts.
Well, they have another pill for that. And they have a pill for
always
that side effect. Always
no
a pill.
Pills would have got me here to begin with.
Always a pill. Always a pill. Well, now they've put sensors in those pills. Some of them. Abilify MySight, it's called. 2017, the FDA approved a pill with sensor. So they can tell if you swallow your pill or not. Tweak it with a cell phone. They can just go in and tweak it while it's inside you. No need to worry. Which brings us to the Internet of Bodies, the Internet of Things.
No microchip going inside my body.
Maybe not willingly, but I wouldn't be surprised what they've got. I mean, we can go in the nanotechnology or the nanobots that they're putting in the pot, too.
Well, I'll just take care of that and go stand in between two giant-ass magnets.
Great, grow your own. Well, people, you know, they make spinal, the magnets and stuff like that. Have you really looked into what they're doing to people? Like, I'm not saying people are magnetized and your fork's going to stick to your forehead, okay? Like, I'm not going there. But you need to really look into what is going on. Well, you know people are going to accuse you of that. Oh, well, they talked about nanobots and look at them go. They're talking about magnets and, But I'm not talking about it because it's not happening. They're doing these things.
It wasn't happening.
You know, there is so many reports out there on all of these bio-digital convergence. Please, if you're listening, look it up. Every single government has one. We are to merge with machines, whether it happens in our lifetime or our children's lifetime. That's the way this is going. They want to live forever. And they expect everybody else does, too. How did they do that?
They're going about it the wrong way.
Yeah, but my thought is to look at them all with their underground bunkers now.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so they all have their exit plans.
There's a reason for all of this.
I know. But don't think that they haven't thought about these contingency plans with their tabletop exercises.
Oh, hell no.
No, they've run the cyber pandemics. They've run these pandemics. I mean, 2016, the NIH, they ran a little one, an influenza pandemic tabletop exercise I just found. Or the monkeypox was a tabletop exercise. ClaudeX, tabletop exercise. Event 201 was the tabletop exercise to SPARS. And you've read through SPARS.
Yeah.
It went exactly, it was 89 pages, and it's just a dry run for what we went through. What did they do here? They gave everybody $2,000 a month to stay home. They did that with the working class. Why?
They pacified everybody.
Dry run for UBI. Oh, look, $2,000, that's the minimum you need. Okay, did you raise the welfare rates to $2,000 a month? Did you raise the ODSP rates to $2,000 a month?
No,
because those people, there was no more money.
Else.
But they didn't. They left them at the same rate, telling Canadians that $2,000 a month was the poverty line, and told those people, sorry, there's no more money left for you. Oh, but by the way, we're going to give $9 billion to Ukraine.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Get me started about that little homosexual Ukrainian hobbit.
It was just a way to move the money around.
Oh, that's that,
that,
yeah.
That was the country 100%. They used this time. Like, and I think that's what happens with all wars, if I'm going to give my opinion on it.
It's all about
money.
They need
to move money. Let's start a war. We want the oil. Let's start a war. We want this land. Let's start a war.
Anything they want, they start a war.
They just take. It's greed. Wanting. Somebody asked that
but
on Twitter today. What would you
start a war,
yeah, what would you delete?
Used to be. Nowadays, they start a war on every front they can find, starting with the psychological front.
Oh, yeah. How do you keep people in line? You make them fear.
Exactly.
And then if too many people to get together, well, you get in between them and you create a divide.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this group can't work with that group. We all think the same, but some you just can't get along. You need to think about the division that they're creating and how they're creating it and why they're creating it and who is creating it and where you're being led. What direction are you being led down?
Oh, you just hit the nail right on the head right there. Being led.
Yeah.
Sheep.
Yeah. People are being led. The voices that are promoted, the people that never get hit by any of this so-called censorship that we go through or, you know, thrown into the abyss for speaking out about certain things. Why? Why are certain voices allowed to speak? Do their opinions really match yours fully? Or is it just the topic of the day? And
there
where
you
are
go.
You going with these people? Mm-hmm.
The topic of the day.
The topic of the day.
That's all anybody cares about anymore.
Seems to be.
Video clips and video bits and the topic of the day. What's trending?
Mm-hmm.
And they
but
change it from one day to the next, so you can't focus on one thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's called
but
programming.
You have to. Yeah. You have to stay completely focused right now on them, the people who are causing this problem. It's not necessarily all of us, because if you talk to people, most people just would like to just live their lives with their family, go about their business, and see you when, you know, the grave comes. They don't want to cause a whole bunch of problems for people. They really don't. So are we really that different? Do I want to see children be able to transition? No, because if your child can't get a tattoo or marry or do any other adult thing, how can they make that choice for themselves? My child is a cat?
If my child cannot serve this country in the military until they are 18, they cannot pick their gender until they're 18.
But they can't even drink. I mean,
you've got
boys going over to fight wars and they can't even have a drink.
Yeah, have a drink? Hell, they want to take their guns away at home when they become civilians.
The age limits for some things absolutely blow my mind. Like, we lowered our Trudeau. We lowered.
It's not about restrictions. It's about pushing people far enough to where they allow you to take those rights, period.
No.
But they got us wrong. They got us fucked up because they're going to push us to the point where we're going to use those rights, not let you take them.
I hope so. I hope it's going to come to a point where people are just going to finally say enough, you know what, we're not supporting this anymore. And if you're going to support it, we're not going to be behind you. Like, we've talked, like, I'm completely independent in all this. I have a problem with the whole system the way it is right now.
It's totally
and I think that irks people a lot, is the fact that I won't. I just can't. I can't support.
The system is FUBAR, period.
Yeah, it is FUBAR. It truly, truly is. especially up here. The WEF is so embroiled in our government.
Yeah,
over
I know
half.
That.
Over half. I mean, Klaus was bragging about it on video. We penetrated the cabinets. It's what we do. Oh, okay. So you're telling me that the government elected here has... Oh, yeah, where's WEF Teflon? Look at everything he's gotten away with.
He's the Canadian version of Gavin Newsom.
Well, they're... Don't even get me started with Gavin. Yeah, pretty much.
That's how I see Trudeau. He's the Canadian version of Gavin Newsom.
Yeah, that would make sense. I could see that.
Both running the places they claim to be helping into the ground at a record pace.
Well, it was done for a reason. I mean, SDGs, okay, before COVID, the SDG was going very slow. Like, this is their sustainable development goals. Countries weren't moving fast enough, right? All of a sudden, boom, pandemic. What does Trudeau say? The pandemic provided an opportunity for a reset. It's on video. People can look it up. He was speaking to the UN when he said it. Cynthia Freeland said it. Klaus wrote a book, The Great Reset. But this is a conspiracy.
Now it's everywhere. There's a video on YouTube. Zelensky high as balls when demanding more American money on MSNBC.
Well, is he dancing in his gold spandex outfit again?
No,
taking his wares? Did you see that video?
Yeah.
I mean, he played piano with...
No, I seen a still picture of it. That was enough for me. I don't need to see this. No.
Oh, you haven't seen his little shake a rock a roller dance?
I don't need to see that little hobbit dance around in a speedo.
Brian, what's being allowed to continue?
No.
And I am having a real crisis about this. I truly am, day in and day out. I mean, you know, we've talked about it.
Well, that's why we have you.
Complacency. It's killing me.
Remember.
It's killing me inside.
It takes one to start a revolution.
Yeah. I guess I got a little bit of big gap, eh? I got to put my money where my mouth is, so to speak.
Well, they've been dug
exactly
into
quiet.
The society from what you get over 100 years. So they're in like a tick.
Yes.
Not going to happen overnight just to get him out overnight.
It's true. But I would like to see, I would honestly prefer to see more people who have been absolutely shattered by life. I mean, broken and pulled themselves up and they're just living. They don't necessarily have the best of life, but they don't have the worst of life. They're just making it work. They've done the work on themselves, their family. I mean, if they have a family, but they've made it. They've made something of themselves, of their own, by their own power, not by being given anything. I mean, they've just worked for it. Those are the people that I would like to see speaking for me.
Agreed.
Because you know what? They know what it's like. They wouldn't want anybody else to actually have to suffer through that. They would have empathy. These people at the top have no empathy for us.
It's like to have to lose what they had and fight to get it back.
Yes.
Some do to their own decisions, some not.
I mean, I'm
a firm believer of I don't blame the dealer or the cards I'm dealt. It's all in how you play the cards you're dealt.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how I see it.
But and parents have been conditioned to allow other people to teach their kids.
Exactly.
I mean, what is your maternity leave down there? How long do your moms get? Do they get
I believe 6 months.
Yeah, they get a year up here.
6 months to a year, I think, yeah. About the same.
Yeah, they get a year up here. But when my mom, she had to be back at work when I was 6 weeks old. What?
That I know. I think my mom was off like 2 weeks, 3 weeks. But she had my little sister. And she was back at work rolling big fat old people around, changing their diapers because she used to be working in a nursing home. She was an awesome RN, and she was also a CPN and all of that working her way up. She'd done that for a good 40 years. Mm-hmm. And she worked, she liked that 11 o'clock at night to 7 o'clock in the morning shit. Worked it as long as I could remember.
Yeah.
God bless her.
But,
I miss her a lot.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Oh, she's with me every day.
I know that.
I talk to her and my pop every day.
Yeah. I talk to Abigail a lot. She's home. But
I wish my daddy's here. I'll tell you what.
Yeah. Well,
I probably wouldn't be sitting here talking.
No, but maybe it's a lot of those men that have been, we've lost them for one, and they what they fought for, what they stood for, what they died for, has just been trashed on.
Exactly.
And do you care that those men went over there and they died on that beach?
I watched a video of a Marine that was on Omaha Beach.
Mm-hmm.
And this gentleman was wearing his Marine Corps uniform. He was in a wheelchair. And he was asked a question, what he thinks about what's going on today. And this man started crying. And he said, this isn't what we went over there and fought for. This isn't what my brothers died for. This country's gone to hell in a handbasket.
Mm-hmm.
And he apologized for crying. There's no need for that man to apologize for crying.
Absolutely not.
Canadian and American military. They signed their lives on that dotted line. That, to me, is the ultimate sacrifice. If you're willing to give your life for somebody else's freedoms that you don't even know, that's a stand-up guy in my book, or girl.
Well, you know how I feel about that. I mean, to go first through the door, my utmost respect, I could do it for a child. I could guarantee you I could do it for a child. But to do it for somebody across the sea that I don't know, for
the
whole country to stand there and take that hit, I don't know that I could do it. I honestly, I would have to question that. And I listened to some of them speak. Yeah, I knew there was a grenade and I was going to get blown up, but I went and jumped on it anyways. I could not even tell you the amount of respect that I have for that.
You got to remember, in that kind of situation, if that happens with a grenade, the ones that are around you are your brothers. They're the ones, brothers or sisters. They're the ones that are watching your back. So, yeah, I'd probably jump on the grenade.
I can, and that's what he said. Yeah, it was I was going to take the hit or we all were going to take the hit. My goodness me. But see, I'm an immigrant. Like, I'm first generation Canadian. My dad was 15 when they came here.
I'm
assumed that I'm not because of the color of my skin. But my family, even on my mom's side, they came over from Italy when my grandfather was a baby. Yeah. Yeah, I come from Wales. Yeah, we were stationed in Wales since the 1600s, I believe. I got to find that chapel. I guess there's a chapel in there somewhere that holds our records. Yeah. But I had a discussion with somebody who said that we should be respecting the immigrants. And my response, if you don't mind, then I'll read it to you, especially because we were talking about the veterans, it was, those who will stand in front of us all, who will dig deeper than any of us could possibly go, deserve more respect than my family ever could. They gave us these countries. They protected these countries and all the people in them. People want to come here, there. They want to live. We were given everything by those who fought the hardest, loved the deepest, and lost the most. You respect and honor that first and foremost. Those men and those women, you thank them and their families. They earned it. They earned it. They lost.
Exactly.
I cannot understand the absolute horror that some of these vets go through. There's no other way to say it. When they come back, if you're going to give free housing and health care and everything else to people, you give it to the vets first. That's my.
Oh, you got that right.
I don't know how other people. I don't know how other people are going to take it. And I don't think I care about it. But if you're going to give anybody anything free, those are the people you give it to. Period. End of story.
Definitely.
And yeah,
Well, young lady, we have two callers. We're going to answer our first call right now. 406 area code. You're on with us. Hello. Good evening.
Hey. You're talking about politics, but when I took a look at your description page, it was about relationship. So did you cover that already, or are you going to get to it?
Relationships?
Yeah, the indoctrination of
The indoctrination is happening to children and to parents, unfortunately. If we look at it realistically.
Oh, we lost that one.
Oh, okay.
All right. Maybe you'll call back. We'll go to our next caller.
Okay.
Good evening, caller.
Yes. Is that Bob and Hope and the lady is? What's her name, please?
No, this is Hope.
No, I know Bob and Hope, and what's the host name, the lady, please?
I'm the host, Brian, and Eva is the host of the other show.
Oh, Neva. Oh, okay, Neva. Okay, yes. Greetings to Neva as well, too. And,
she's not with us tonight. She's not feeling too hot today.
Okay, so who is, sorry, Elizabeth, it's, because this brother Mike from Singapore. And so
yes,
anyway,
yes, I remember.
Yes, true. But
it's Hope from last week. Do you remember speaking last week?
Yes. What is your name?
Yes. Hope.
Hope. Name is Hope. My name's Hope. All right, Hope and Bob. So we have two people or three people in it, please.
Right now there's three. You, Brian, and Hope.
Okay. I understand. Sorry. Because I have sometimes it's difficult, because I want just... to respect everybody, so I can call Hope and I call Brian. So anyway, thank you for clarification. We told you that the terrorist regime of Iran was responsible for all these massive attacks in North America, and we know that they use AI, matter of fact, to help them to achieve their goals. And, also North Korea is also become their bodies now. And not only that, together now they are doing that. And I mean, up to today, as your time is around, 8 o'clock range of your time, but
yeah, seven,
the question
eight.
Is, yeah, exactly. So many people cannot fill their prescription yet, and they have to basically, they ordered everybody just to give them anyway, just for a few days until the problem may be solved. So we can see this havoc that is in North America. And, you know, Iran has now multiple warheads. And before that, we told you 10 years, 15 years, we keep said that Iran has 10 atom bombs before. Now with a massive, you know, reaching to the highest point of no return, and now they have made dozens of more atom bombs. So Iran has around over 20, 25 atom bomb right now. I mean, what the hell is going on? Are we going to let Iran, I mean, Ayatollahs again, sorry. Sometimes it's easier to say, but Iranian people love everybody in the world. Iranian people, they don't want to be under the leadership of the Ayatollahs anymore. And in this election that is coming up soon in Iran, they are going to say no, 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 no. That's their motto right now. They say no to execution, no to fascism, and no to Ayatollahs. So no, no, no is their motto right now. Everywhere they have written or they put special stickers, you know, on the walls or anywhere you can imagine, that they asking all Iranians to say no, 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 because this is the last ditch of the, you know, reaction, help to the world to say, hey, you see, we don't want it, so come on, help us to remove these people, because these people really are not Iranians, because Iranians are 2,500 kingship from King Cyrus the Great up to the last one that it was gone. But not for any reason. We let the reason behind for now. But, you know,
To be honest, I don't think any government entity or any government so-called representative for any country these days represents the people anymore.
Absolutely. Most 80%, 90%, yes, absolutely, because it's just, control is...
But there you go. That's
money.
Control.
I guess. Three evils of the society, and they want more, and Ayatollahs, I mean, they have money for, oh my gosh, for millions of years to come, and they're all hidden in, Latin America, and, Chavez, I think, Chavez from Nicaragua, and... Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
In those areas, they have bought all massive houses for the future. When they go, from the country, so they will be refugee there. But the question is, we hope Iranian people don't let them out, capture, and them, because these people, they should go to. We will give them the freedom to go to the international court and televise and let
them...
They
should all be tried in the international court for war crimes.
Yes, I mean, even whatever court they want. I mean, we will give them the National Court of Iran. I mean, if they want it international, we will broadcasting live for the world, and they have to defend themselves. What crimes they have done against humanity and against the world, and... You know, at that time, they have to respond. And we will give them free lawyers, free everything they want, and we will treat them with a human being, not the way they treated a lot of Iranians and also Iranian-American went inside, to see their relatives, and they were prisoned in
justice. The Ayatollah, same treatment that the Iraqi people gave... Mr. Saddam Hussein.
Yes, until Saddam. Yeah, you are right. Yeah, and to them, and basically, we are. You know, we it will should be televised, and the boards should know. But we hope that day is close. But they need some kind of boost, and we see that Israel is already attacking Iran. It's two gas pipes were exploded just a couple of weeks ago. And there was, you know, I mean, Israel has their own man inside Iran, a lot of it, and we know that. And so it's just a matter of time to coordinate something. And, you know, we ask all Iranian army and those good IRGC, you know, do not obey your superiors, and the missiles that you have to send to any other location that is pre-programmed, please reprogram it back to their secret holes in Iran. And we ask them to join the Iranian people for freedom and democracy back. And their situation will be different. If they not go back with Iranian people, we will let them go. We will get less. You know, crimes for them, but the ones that who go all the way, then they will be punished with same dignity, and we give them all the everything that they need to defend themselves. Go ahead, please.
Well, I wish more countries, more people would do that, especially with the elections the way they are now, or the political parties the way they are now, especially up here in Canada. I mean, they're all following the same agendas. They're all going to lead us down the same path. The conservatives signed us up for these SDGs and the digital IDs and everything else that's coming along, but they're still going to probably vote the Conservative Party in over Trudeau. So what does that get us? We're just going around in a circle. When do you stand up? The truckers stood up over mandates to try to make it so that people actually had informed consent and didn't have to take this vaccine. Well, can we stand up now to make sure that our countries don't fall even further? Can we all stand up?
That's the key. We all need to stand at once.
Yes. All the people. Because it's for the people. We're the ones that run the world. If we stopped, yeah, what would they do? How would they work the machinery? How would they keep things going? They don't do anything. They spend $10,000 a month on groceries. I can eat for $400 and still have extra if you shop properly. But they have everything. Everything's a big box store. Look what they closed during the pandemic. All the small businesses, but all the big businesses, oh, they made profit. And then they had the nerve to increase the prices. When do the people actually say?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, Bob, I think she was has some miscommunication right now. I think her, whatever. So you can go ahead, Bob, please answer.
Are you there?
Yeah, you just unmuted me. Okay. Well, she was talking about how the people and all of that. That's
Well, lost another mm-hmm. one. Where did she go?
Who
yeah,
is that?
I know.
Are you back?
I'm right here. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Was I just talking into
you.
No air?
Yeah.
Oh, my
I
goodness.
Guess
I just had
you were
a whole
cut
big...
Up a little bit. Go ahead, please.
No. I think it's time for everybody to stand at once. Enough has come out. These people are evil. It's been proven over and over again. The scandal, the lies, the deceit. And we're still going to allow them to lead us?
Oh, for sure. 100%.
How is this? Like, why are we taking it?
Good question.
I can't understand that. God bless the truckers. But then the government came in with that emergency act.
The only reason come to it is because, one, people are scared. For two, people that are willing to stand know what that toll is going to take. So that is going to be the last resort.
So circle the wagons around the people that you need to protect and fight. I'm sorry, but you're going to go to a slow grave complaining all the way about how it's unfair, or are you going to show your children?
I don't think it's happening on a big enough scale yet.
No. But the government comes in and then tramples people. Look what they did with the Emergencies Act here. Oh, we're going to freeze your bank account for standing up against us. Oh, we're going to trample you with horses. Oh, we're going to stand on your Canadian flag. We're going to beat you while we arrest you. That'll shut them up. And it backed people off in a hurry.
That's what I'm talking about. It's the same thing they did here with the January 6th people.
Yeah.
Gaslighting and fear.
Yep. So when do you push past that fear?
Yeah, in Iran it's like that. Iran, oh my gosh, they had everything for the Shah of Iran. I cannot believe it. They went in the street and blah, 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 blah. But you know, the Shah of Iran soldiers, they would put 100 bullets into the air, maybe one into the, say, masses. But this regime, they will put 100 bullets into the masses, and one may be up. These people are godless. Iranian regime is the most godless, most hatred, most, the corrupted on this planet. I mean, this regime is cancer of Middle East and Moscow. There is no other alternative. I mean, it has to the point right now. And, Israelis right now, they are modifying their F-35s as we speak. And because F-35s would be more, more things they can carry, plus more petrol,
more fuel.
More fuel, exactly. And, carry their mission, because they see that Biden loves Ayatollahs. Ayatollah loves Biden. And Netanyahu. Netanyahu is not going to take a crap, because right now, as we speak, Hezbollah rained 60 rockets down on Golan Heights in retaliation for Israeli strike earlier today. So Israel went like 30 miles inside the Lebanon and bombed the hell Hezbollah, but Hezbollah is the proxy of Iran, is the Ayatollahs. And Iranian, they never approved that. Iranian, they never approved this regime. They never approved this government. And this government is null and void. So whatever they're doing on behalf of Iranian, it should not account for Iranian people, because Iranian people themselves are, suffering, and they have given so much blood since, 45 years range against this regime that, so much blood they can give, but they see that this regime still is standing and with Russia, under umbrella of the nuke of Russia now, is under umbrella of China, and also they have a deals with North Korea. So, I mean, these are the new actors of evil. Have evil, and why we let them to happen to this point? I mean, but I remember one time that Hillary Clinton was had the interview. Probably you can find it on YouTube. Just Hillary Clinton said, we will attack Iran. And the interview was that they said, why do we need somebody else in the White House? Donald Trump or anybody else? We are going to attack Iran.
For one, because he won't give any more money. And for two, because he won't take any more of their shit.
Right, exactly.
They're afraid of him. And that's why, period.
That, yes, and that's why this Hillary was saying, oh, we do it. No, I don't think so. You guys are doing it, and you're crap. And it will come to a very, very sensitive issue after this election. And with the AI and everything is ruling us, AI can, you know, steal election.
Yeah, you don't know what to believe.
Yes.
Well, they've ran a cyber exercise with elections. I sent that to you a couple of days ago, Brian. I haven't had a chance to go through it all. But they've already planned. There was a gentleman, I can't remember his name, he testified before Congress. He wrote a program that will switch votes in the electronics.
Yeah, I
don't
even want to
even using electronic voting anymore right now. Anyways, sorry, if you have to go back to paper ballot, you got to go back to paper ballot. Count the votes as they come in, tick them off. I mean, there's ways to do it. I'm sorry, it might take a little bit, but if you're going to rely on computers, you might as well understand that the vote can be changed. They're giving all the power to the computers and then saying, oh, sorry, it was a glitch. Oh, but what happens when that glitch comes to kill you? Oops. Like Terminator? Yep. Like, are we really going to go there? We're going to allow
Why
that
not?
To happen?
We got Red Dawn on the border.
Well, 100%. What you know about the human experiments in South America, about the Manchurian candidates going on down there. I've sent that to you, too. I mean, we can go places with these calls.
I've been watching a lot of Laura Loomer's reports from down there along the pass, and she just got back into the States, I believe, now. I mean, see, that's what kills me. A lot of the, like we said earlier, we don't know what those people, 7 million in the last 3 years that came across that southern border, are bringing with them. And who knows how many that have gotten away?
Well, they bust them all through your country. They
That's
just put them on buses and ship them off to wherever. Well, how
we
do you destroy?
How many Chinese nationals that have been busted coming across our southern border? And most of those were military age men, 18 to 35.
That's what's in my town.
Who's to say they aren't carrying a biological agent with them?
Absolutely.
Well, they probably aren't. Look at all the measles outbreaks now that people are complaining about.
Exactly.
Okay, well, how many aren't on, like, it's selective outrage meant to corral people into their way of thinking.
Mm-hmm. Fear-mongering.
Yes.
Yes.
For everything.
That's what got me about... Everybody was praising all these conservative governors for shipping these illegals that came across our border to Democratic states. You dumbasses, you're doing exactly what they wanted you to do.
100%.
You're spreading that everywhere across our country.
And padding the vote.
Absolutely. Can I say something also, please? You know, this pink swine flu has come again. It's a new one. And they say that can be very madly spread out throughout the United States. And also with this X next to it, and, you know, it's just crazy. I think we are going to go for a new lockdown worldwide. What do you
think? I think they're
going
to try for that, too. But I think they're going to get a rude awakening. I don't think anybody's going to do it. I don't think, no. I don't think anybody's going to comply.
Will it be under the guise of martial law this time, possibly, if people start to stand up?
I've always thought that was going to be implemented one way or another within the next year or so because of the many operations that I've seen and known that have gone on throughout the United States within the last, since Obama became president, actually. And a lot of these operations had to do with the implementation of martial law.
Of course.
Well, I mean, if they get the illegals.
Iran is martial law already. Iran is martial law already. Many countries already are martial law. Poland is martial law. Everywhere you go see in the Poland is tanks in the street, you know, or up to the border lines. And, you know, in many countries in Europe, pretty much Germany, I mean, kind of unannounced martial law, but also they say you cannot photograph any of the tanks, you cannot film it, or you cannot photo it, and you cannot put it on the Facebook. So right now these are the new signs posted throughout Europe. So that means if you see it, don't do anything, because if we catch you, then you will have a big problem.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So when a government becomes tyrannical, what do?
I mean,
what did Thomas Jefferson say? The tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of tyrants and patriots.
Yeah.
And that tree is looking really thirsty.
Well, they've been tyrannical for how long now? Like, if you go back in history, how much damage have they done? To all of us. To all of us humans.
But
they use us as toys. We're just playthings. We're servants.
All this time, the people that were trying to tell us, we call conspiracy theorists. We call bullshit artists.
That's right. Yeah. Ruby Ridge. Shall we go back there? Because that started it. Yeah. I mean, they send you young men and now women, they send them off to war. And what are they actually dying for?
Money.
For what we have going on now?
Money, power.
This
money
is the
power.
System that they support? Yes, for them. For them. We fight
exactly.
For them. We fight against each other for them.
Money, power,
and
control.
And it needs to stop. I mean, look at what Mike's telling us is happening right now over there. Are we hearing any of those reports? Are we really seeing all the damage that's being done, or is it just what they allow us to know?
It's pretty much what they allow. What American mainstream media allows you to know, but if you watch certain channels, you can find out what's going on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you do have to look, but it's getting everybody together.
I watch Israeli TV and I watch Al Jazeera TV. I don't want one side of the story.
No, I never. I look at both. I try to. That's why I try to talk to or engage people from the other side as much as possible to see what's going on. Because the people will share, you know, links and stuff. I do read them. But I just think
when you do that, when you do that, you get to engage with people like Mike here.
Yeah.
Very intelligent, very articulate.
I'm more articulate when I write. I get all tongue-tied when I start speaking. My mind just starts going and I can't keep up. But
well, you got a lot of information.
I'd like to hear from both of you guys. You know, can I say, give you a constructive criticism for both of you, since you're the host and hostess, you know? Right now, everything is very good. It's mostly going on because, Hope speaks, Bob speaks, Mike speaks all together, and pretty much on our turn, mostly. But, you know, when the show is like 6-7 people inside this forum, I mean, in this BTR, that you guys work hard to bring all this information and different opinions into the platforms and et cetera. But unfortunately, you know, I was here, I was with you guys, but, you know, or and some other people too, but I mean, it was like the conversation is between only two people, or at the most maybe three people out of 5, 6, 7 people on the thing, and there was no turning around. You know, in other shows that we are in, you know, we may be okay, three people, but every time they say, Mike, go ahead, do you have any comments? Or, you know, I know between you together is okay, because you guys are hosts and hostess, that's fine, but, you know, it was more, everybody can understand each other, but everybody talking over each other, or if they want to say something, or then suddenly somebody else talk over them, and then what happens, the person, it can be XYZ, or it can be me. I come and talk, I will forget what I want to talk about. You see what I'm saying? And it's true for XYZ as well, too. And so basically, kind of, you know, your show is kind of being hijacked, my dear. And it's not good. You should have the total control over, I mean, if you have to mute everybody, that's fine. But then, you know, you go, okay, or number one, two, three, four, for example. Okay, number one, two, and now we go to three, number four, number five. And then we go back again, one, two, you know, kind of, so there is kind of an order kind of thing. But otherwise, it's like that. I was keep listening many times to your other shows. I cannot pick up because people XYZ talk over each other, or even third one is talking. So, I mean, even in debate between the presidential, if that happens, of course they say, okay, your time is up, or you know, please stop what you're saying, let him speak. You know, even like that. So, you know, there will be more better because you guys have spent so much money and so much time and effort to bring, you know, truth to the people. So therefore, please kindly take my constructive criticism, and I know you're working hard. Hopefully you can make it better, please.
Most definitely. Thank you for the constructive criticism. You know, we usually, if we have more than one caller, we will go in a certain order, refashion. Right now, radio is hard because everybody wants to do those spaces, and I really don't like doing those because of the very fact that you suggested. Everybody talks over everybody else, and you just can't get a word in, or facts get all jumbled up, and that's when things go screwy.
Absolutely. You know, it's your beautiful work would, you know, is like not completed, you know. People have to respect. Okay, and 3 minutes maybe at the most. Maybe two or three minutes. Because if you people talk more than 3 minutes, really nobody can listen. It's like an interview on the job. If the person asks you what, for example, you like to be? You like to be a snake, or you like to be, you know, XYZ?
Yeah.
The difference, you know, just 30 seconds, that's it. If the person keep going on, give a book, the interviewer say, okay, bye-bye, salavi. You know?
I have a bad tendency to talk over people. I'm bad for that. I know I am. I'm just like, you're going to listen to what I have to say. Sorry, no. I try very hard not to be. But I can understand how talking over people can get very hectic. You won't hear anything, and it won't be enjoyable to listen to at all. It's new. We're still learning. I'm still learning anyways. This is absolutely new for me, so it's quite the learning experience. But
well,
I appreciate your words, and I'm glad that you've called the last two times. It's been so enjoyable to speak to you.
Thank you likewise to both of you.
Well, thank you for your calls. Like she said, we enjoy them very much. You're a very intelligent young man, and please, we want you to call back more as often as you can.
Yes, my thanks to you too, that you let us to be participate equally into your show, and we bring all, you know, different parts, so people can learn from each, I mean, we all learn from each other, and also the listeners worldwide can learn the same thing.
Exactly.
But, yeah, I think it's important. I'm from Canada. Brian's from the U.S. You're calling from Singapore. I believe that's what you, where you say you call from, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, what a wonderful world it is that we can bring these different point of views to people, because we don't all necessarily think the same, but we're experiencing the same thing right now. We're all going through absolute damage. And it's important that people know it's happening all over. It's not just in their world. That the world is actually on fire. I'm not going to say the sky is falling, but the match has been lit.
Well, we gotta remember, how did people do this 4,000 or 5,000 years ago, even 2,000 years ago, even a few hundred years ago? They didn't have the internet.
Nope.
They educated each other. And that's what we need to do. Because the people out there pushing this information, they're not doing it for us. And they're not pushing the proper information. And that's getting people killed.
100%. It's causing despair in people as well. Mm-hmm. Nobody knows what to believe. Nobody knows what is actually happening to the people. They're just getting government-funded propaganda. Everything is fine. Everything is fine. No, it's all okay. Don't worry about it. And that's just not the truth of the matter anymore. Nothing is fine. Nothing is fine. And I think that's the one acceptance people have to come to, is it's not
well,
fine.
I think Mike has had some of that experience. And it seems like he has some firsthand knowledge from the country of Iran about government propaganda.
I think we've all been living under it for more years than we'd like to admit.
Unfortunately,
to be honest,
we were complacent with it because we thought it was for the greater good.
Well, that you want to be a good citizen now, don't you? You must just follow along. Don't rock the boat. No, don't talk about that. Shh, quiet.
I mean,
I have it. Goes my own family does it. My own family does it with me.
Yes. For example, in Singapore, you know, it's very clean and very pretty much safe city. I mean, we have some areas maybe a little bit problem, but overall, you know, nobody, I mean, for example, if the 100 SGD, Singaporean dollar, for example, is on the, say, in the near bus station, nobody look at it. Because they know everything is, maybe people, they put it there, and you know, the plain police cloth is maybe nearby too. They see if you touch it, even your intention is to take it to the police or etc. But they say, why did you touch it? Well, your intention was to take that 100 SGD Singapore dollar. But what happened is people don't do it. Or, you know, the mail, for example. They put the wrong mail in your mailbox. But when, you know, You see, immediately you take it to the office of the manager of the office, and you report it right away because they already know. Maybe they know exactly. They put it there to test you to see if you are good citizen of Singapore or you have bad intentions. See, right away. I mean, people, you know. It's more very calm here. People don't do any kind of, you know, do you remember there was an American teenager who did bad things to the cars in Singapore? I mean, all the U.S. embassy, all the world, all the even UN said, please don't do this punishment for him. He's sorry. He's, you know, he was young and I think belonged to one of the high officials of the United States as well. So they said, no, this is the, our country. We cannot give discounts, you know. Those other people do it. And they say, okay, give me the same way that you treat other people here. And then they he got like 20 plus slashes. And I think he got some jail time too. And nobody else couldn't do it. The U.S. ambassador couldn't do it. Everywhere in the world they protest. Singapore said, no, sorry, you did it, but that's why when any Canadian or American they live United States, you must obey the laws of that country you enter, and you better read all the laws and familiar yourself with that law. Because there was a really true story that it was in New York, actually, happened that, people, teenagers were eating Burger King in downtown, and somebody approached them, hey, can I come and sit and talk to you guys? Hi, how are you? And they said, okay. And then he was saying, we will send you to Thailand. Thailand. Oh, my gosh. And what you have to do, 2 weeks of fun. Anything you guys can want, I don't know, hotel, food, energy, wines, whatever you want, an airplane ticket round trip. But you have to do one thing. You have to put the hashish or teriyak into your, body.
Yeah, it turned them into a mule.
I remember that.
Yep.
Have you heard that one?
Yep.
Yes.
He turned them into mules.
Yes.
Right. Okay. And then what happened? They were captured by the Thai police. And oh my gosh, these people are still in prison. And even your Canadian CBC also went there. ABC News, I think, went there too. They talked to them. Oh my gosh, they have no bed. They sleep on the kind of hard floors, full of concussions, etc. And this is their punishment. So, you know, before, please, even you leave United States for sure, you need to read everything because we don't want any American or Canadian brother, sister to get, you know,
most definitely.
In the problem. With the law in different countries, and then it's hard to do anything for you guys, for anybody in North America.
Wow. I would like to let you all know we are down to our 2 minute warning. 2 minutes.
Oh my goodness.
In the show today.
That went by fast.
And I would like to thank Michael for your call. Always a pleasure, young
man.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I hope you call back more. I enjoy speaking with you. I'm learning a lot. Thank you.
No, we're learning from you, Canadian, too, because I know Canadian, Ottawa, Toronto. I've been so many places in Canada as well, too. So, you know, I know your culture pretty much. I mean, it's just very well. I mean, actually, I lost one time. To go to my relative, and a Canadian said, I know the address, follow my car. And I said, okay. And they put me in my relative and told them, come on, eat. They said, no, thank you, no, it's okay. I said, bravo to Canadian. So we know you very well.
I'll feed you if you ever come over. I'm a good cook. I like to cook. Don't worry.
Well, brothers and sisters, we are going to say our good nights for this evening. We are down to 1 minute left in our show, and I would like to thank our guest, Michael, for calling in. I would like to thank my co-host, Hope, for
all your wonderful information. Well, I don't know how you do it, woman.
I'll try to keep it more organized next time, not go so far off topic, but I can't promise.
Well, sometimes
yes, I understand.
Sometimes
but we always appreciate both of you because you put a lot of money in, you know, I know time, effort, and all those calculations. It would be a lot, you know, in a week, in the month, and in a year. So, you know, we always are thankful to great shows such as yours and others.
Thank you very much.
You're most welcome.
Good night, ladies and gentlemen. Have a blessed evening.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.